Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. Today is another physical therapy day, and we'll be taking a look at all kinds of things, of course, during the show. But I know we want to zero in a bit on neck pain with Lori and Jill. But we'll get to that in just a minute. Wanted to make a mention or two about our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. You count on WPR News for trustworthy reporting, thought-provoking discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. So your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2025 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Michelle Good joins me today. It is so always fun to talk with Michelle. She's host, of course, an executive producer of Chapter a Day.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining in today. And I suppose, as always, we have a goal.
We do. It's a pleasure to join you. We are looking for 30 people to join us with a donation this hour. And this is an important goal. It helps us meet our annual budget. It's set up so that Wisconsin Public Radio has the funding needed to share all of the news and conversations that you and thousands of others count on every single day. So please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You are very powerful because people who listen, you provide the most significant share of funding for our WPR programs. Your donation is an investment in WPR and in the news, the conversations, and the entertainment that keep you informed and engaged.
And your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all the important and interesting issues that we cover here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And you rely on this coverage, the news coverage and the conversations, and that's why your gift during our year-end member drive is so important.
Help us put a strong finish on 2024. Only a little bit of time left. And that way you can stay informed for all of 2025. Make your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You learned a lot from listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this year.
I learned more about how to try to get my orchids to reflower from Larry.
That no matter how much I think I've learned about world politics, there's always more to learn.
This year I learned what was happening from WPR. I got my news from you.
Here's one more fact before the year ends. The largest source of funding for the news, conversations, and music on WPR is listener support. Your support. Now that you know, make your year-end contribution for WPR. Here's how.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, maybe $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And we know it is so busy right now, just a little over a week out from the Christmas holiday, and you're getting all those gifts together, but you want to give a gift to your favorite public radio station. But you might think, oh, I just don't have the time. Well, it's easy. It's really, really easy, and it's fast. It just takes a few minutes of your time, a gift of any amount, like $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Larry, do you like surprises?
I am a surprise freak. I'm a mystery freak. I love anything that surprises me, and I just can't wait to see surprises we're going to receive on Mystery Monday.
Oh, yes, because it is Mystery Monday. And if you are somebody who likes to live a little on the wild side, you like surprises, you're spontaneous, today's a great day for you. Because when you support the WPR programs that you love with a gift of $5 a month or more, you can ask for the WPR Mystery Gift. I love how it does sound very
neat.
Mysterious.
Some mystery music in the background.
And
I'm going to have Jeff find some of that for the next time we talk.
And the mystery gift, it's WPR-themed item. It'll come in the mail, and you can show off your support. So give now. Join in the suspense at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's also a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. Convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Jay in Arcata, California said, "Your programs are usually good. Today is exceptional." I love that, Jay.
Jay's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. I like Jay. And I like you, too. As you listen here, I hope you'll join in with your gift right now. Very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for that. And we're going to talk to our physical therapist next. It's Physical Therapy Day, as I mentioned. And here to share their insight and advice, our physical therapist, Jill Tyne-Nissenbaum. Jill, a professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at UW-Madison. Jill, good to have you back.
Always great to be here, Larry.
And none other than Lori Tyne-Brody. Lori, such a surprise. She's not a mystery guest. We knew
no.
She was coming. She's a physical therapist and athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. And is it the older or the younger sister?
Oh, she would be the older sister.
Oh, the older sister.
Indeed.
As spoken only by the young, like the younger sister can.
Oh, man. Anyway, Lori, it's great to have you back.
It's awesome to be here, Larry.
And we're going to start by talking about neck pain. It affects a lot of people. Maybe you're one of them. And, of course, we'll take other questions as well. But we'll start with neck pain. You can join in. The number's 800-642-1234. Send an email to talk@WPR.org. So neck pain is caused by a range of injuries and medical conditions, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. It can be caused by some sort of trauma. For example, a car accident, a slip and fall on the ice, some sort of sporting related injury. Or it can be kind of a gradual, insidious onset, particularly seen with, unfortunately, the aging process. So you can have some sort of trauma, or you can actually just have your symptoms come on very gradually.
And the important thing, and Larry keeps referring to this as neck pain, but one of the things we've learned is that when we label a neck condition, whether it's due to a traumatic event, as Jill said, whether it's due to wear and tear because you sit and stare at a computer all day with bad posture, or to the aging process, when we label it as neck pain rather than neck strain, for example, people have lower expectations of a positive outcome, and they have less faith in their provider as knowing, like, what's really going on, as if the provider, by labeling it as neck pain, doesn't really know what's going on,
right,
as compared to something like neck strain. And it's sort of like, you know, alphabet soup in
right.
in the medical world of what we call these things. But what's important is that if you are having symptoms in your neck, that you see a provider and find the cause of that in the absence of a traumatic event and get set on the right course to prevent worsening of your symptoms.
So if I go in and say, well, I got my, well, I've been called a pain in the neck.
My children have as well.
But if to describe a pain in the neck, there has to be something other than just saying, okay, it's...
Right.
Because usually when it's a neck pain, I've had a few over time, and I mean, it feels like the whole neck is painful.
And typically, a physical therapist will say you have neck pain due to a degenerative change in your neck, due to some arthritis in your neck, due to some muscle tightness, due to some muscle imbalance, due to some stiffness that we can address. Maybe your neck is unstable and we need to work on stabilization. So the neck pain is just, in my mind, the beginning of the sentence where the therapist will determine those source of symptoms and contributing factors for the patient and design that individualized program for that patient.
And you know, pain is not pain. It's not pain. It's not all the same. So, you know, calling it pain, well, is it dull? Is it mm-hmm. achy? Is it stiff? Is it sharp? Is it stabbing? Is it electric? It's not all pain is the same. So to just say, well, it hurts, the physical therapist should probe and figure out what kinds of pain, what kinds of discomfort, what brings it on? Is it constant? Does it come and go? Is it sometimes stabbing if I do this, but dull if I do that? So that's one of the problems with the label of pain is it's a really broad construct that includes a lot of different components that have to be teased out.
And there was a study of I think more than 2,000 people mm-hmm. Who experienced neck injuries in motor vehicle accidents.
Correct.
Explain the connection here between how healthcare providers labeled their neck pain and how well they recovered from it.
So, you know, going back to that, they had two groups. They had a group that had actually experienced a neck injury as a result of a motor vehicle accident and a group of people who had no neck injury. And they gave them five different vignettes and they used the exact same language except they changed how the neck injury was labeled, either as a whiplash-associated disorder or whiplash injury, neck pain, neck strain, etc. And they found, again, that people who had a neck injury were negatively associated with the neck pain as well as whiplash-associated disorder mm-hmm. as compared to whiplash injury, which mm-hmm. is interesting because for me, I would have thought the whiplash was the part that really got them.
It's the disorder,
but it's
I
the
think.
Word disorder
right.
that
mm.
people didn't like, and they felt like when some of those words were used, whiplash-associated disorder or neck pain as compared to neck strain, that the prognosis was much worse. They were more likely to be involved in seeking a claim for their injury. They had a worse outlook on their prognosis. They felt like they needed more intervention than when that very same vignette was presented with the phrase neck strain instead. So how we label things, how we talk about things makes a big difference in people's perception. We've seen the same thing at the shoulder and the rotator cuff. We've seen it at the hip. We've seen it at the low back. There's quite a body of research on these same labels. So, for example, when the term degeneration is used at the hip or the low back as compared to osteoarthritis, people perceive degeneration more positively than they do osteoarthritis. So they're more likely to agree to exercise than if they're labeled with something like osteoarthritis. Oh, I have arthritis. There's nothing I can do about it. It's
right.
just going to get worse if I'm active or whatever. So how we talk about things is really important.
And I think a lot of that also gets to imaging because we know that there are so many what we call incidental findings when we do imaging, specifically in the lumbar spine. So as physical therapists, as healthcare providers, we want to treat what's in front of us. Occasionally having imaging is helpful, but there are many incidental findings. In other words, the three of us are sitting in a room right now. If we did an MRI on our spine, one of us would have a herniated disc. on an MRI.
Let's pick Larry.
Okay. But you don't have any symptoms.
Yeah.
But if you see that, you could become fixated on it and have that label, oh, I have a herniated disc.
Well, I hope I don't have
You don't.
I don't know if maybe Michelle Good. Do you have a herniated disc, Michelle?
I do not.
Oh, she does not. All right. That's good. That's really good to hear, because if she had one, she might not be able to talk with us about our year-end member drive, and that would be bad, because we need your financial support. It's a foundation for the trustworthy coverage and thought-provoking discussions you enjoy on WPR News every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And no matter what your physical shape now, this is a good time for you to donate, because when 30 people join in with a gift, funding for WPR News stays on track. So make your contribution now, any amount that works for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Talking about neck pain right now, but I'm convinced that we will be talking about all kinds of other aches and pains and sprains and strains, and that always happens when Lori and Jill are on the show. And it's the kind of show I hear from a lot of people say, I learned a lot, or I was helped. We get calls from people who say, I took their advice and things really worked out for me. What about you now, as we talk about this, how's your life enriched by programs like this? Pretty much unique to public radio, and we're listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you, take a couple of minutes, and make your gift.
And you count on Larry for all of this great information, whether it's about your strains and your pains, or it's gardening, or it's computers, or travel, or books. You count on Larry. You tune in every day, or every day when you absolutely can. And you know what? We count on you, too. We count on your support. And the easiest way to make sure that your support to WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. Well, that just means that your monthly gift, whether it's $10 a month, $100 a month, or whatever amount works for you, that gift continues month to month, year after year, until you tell it to stop. You're still eligible for thank you gifts. Nothing changes, except that we can count on your support year in and year out, just like you count on Larry. So get started now. It'll feel great, I promise you. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Sarah, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I would tell a friend that they should join in listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, because it's one of the coolest sources of interesting news and stories and happenings of the day. If I get those news segments during my time listening to public radio in the car, I have a pretty informed sense of what's going on in the world that day and can feel like an informed, ready-to-go citizen.
We're listener-supported radio. That means we count on money from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Go to WPR.org and click donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. Your support during my drive makes all of the conversations, the entertainment, the music, the news that you enjoy on WPR possible. Your gift could be 10, 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And you can support all the cool programs you love right now when you give at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. And then here's another great idea. Check with your company's community relations team, because they might be able to match your gift.
I know many corporations match employee donations, even if they're retired, those employees. So Thank you for going that extra step for the programs you care about after you've made your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now is the time. Take advantage of it. Don't procrastinate. Give while you are thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes. Like I said, you will be off the phone in probably less than 2 minutes. Make that contribution to WPR.
And on this Mystery Monday, I hope you'll ask for your WPR mystery gift when you support the programs you value with a donation of $5 a month or more. And when your gift arrives in the mail, you'll be the proud owner of a WPR-themed item that lets the world know you support WPR. And I have no idea what it is, but it'll be fun. I'm sure of it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And if you're already a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day that you increase your support for WPR by $5 or $10 a month, or whatever amount works for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join in now with your gift. It's so important. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. Taking a look at physical therapy on the show today, we started with neck pain, and still I'm sure we'll be talking about it as the show goes along, but you can join in too with your questions at 800-642-1234, or you can email to talk at WPR.org. Lori Tyne Brody, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, our guests from the University of Wisconsin, Lori, a health a physical therapist and athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. Jill is a professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at UW-Madison. Rana and Cameron, I'll give you a chance to join in. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry. Good morning to Jill and Lori. I'm so excited to be able to speak with you. September 29th, I tripped and fell while I was hiking, which is my favorite thing in the entire world to do. But it left me with a severe concussion, so severe that I was told I'm lucky to still be here. So I've been in recovery since then, doing my exercises. But what I'm finding is everything is so exhausting. I'm mentally and physically just so exhausting. And I'm really struggling with that. Any ideas?
Okay, let's start with you, Jill.
So I'm so sorry that you sustained such a major concussion. It sounds like you have some exercises to do. Being mentally and physically exhausted is one of the most common complaints we hear with people post-concussion. It takes so much energy and brain power to do simple tasks that were automatic for you previously. And since this is a kind of an invisible injury, there's no cut, there's no incision, there's no surgery, there's no swelling. It's very, very difficult for friends and loved ones to understand this. So I would definitely speak with your physical therapist about managing the exhaustion component. It may be that they need to change your exercises a little bit. Maybe the frequency is too much. Maybe you need to change from cognitive tasks to a little bit more physical tasks and mix it up a little bit. But I will tell you, it is so unfortunate, but one of the classic complaints we see with patients with concussion is exhaustion.
And it takes months to recover.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you sprain an ankle, you have a surgery or whatever. They can give you some time frame, and they say, oh, it's going to take 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever. We can't give you a timeline on this other than to say it takes a long time, and you have to stick with it. And as Jill said, getting the dosage of the cognitive and the physical right is important, and it may flux, you know, from one time point to another. You may plateau for a while, and then you may get another increase. So you're going to have fits and starts, ups and downs, but just being persistent. And if you can keep any kind of a log or diary to kind of track your days and your activity level, your cognitive load, and not just your accessory activity, but, you know, so it's the holiday time. Maybe you're socializing more with friends and kind of tracking that and seeing what your exhaustion level is to see if you can see any pattern to it. And that really helps, because when you're immersed in this in a day-to-day basis, it's hard to see the progress. It's hard to see the patterns. But sometimes if you keep that log and you come back a month later, you look at it, you go, oh, I am better than I was a month ago.
Yeah. Well, I could hear the stress, the anxiety.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
In Rana's voice, and it got me thinking back to the sign of whiplash or neck injury.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not the only causes of neck pain, as I understand it. Stress and anxiety, can that actually create?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. So we think about where a lot of people carry their stress. And for many people, it's in their upper trapezius musculature, which can impact your neck, your head, mm-hmm. give you headaches. Things like that. So in the case of our caller, without proper support by family and friends, then she can become more anxious, which can actually kind of create this vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult for people to ask for help, but it's important to have people understand, even though this is what we call an invisible injury, that you do need help. I do need help with this. Can you please help me with this? Will help you in the healing process and will also decrease your stress. The American Academy of Orthopedics is actually pushing a little bit to change the word from concussion because it doesn't really say what's going on. They want to call it a brain injury.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Traumatic brain injury.
Exactly.
And going back to the stress and tension and anxiety being carried in those muscles around your neck, that's a case where dry needling works mm-hmm. well, because that tension results in these little trigger points in your neck. Most people can poke around back there and find that spot that brings you to your knees, more or less. And that's where dry needling can come in and help minimize the influence of those little trigger points on your headache, on your neck pain, on your inability to turn your head, essentially. Mm-hmm. So,
is neck pain inevitable as we age, by the way? Or
so I wouldn't call it inevitable. There's a lot of people who can go through their entire life without experiencing neck pain. What we do know from how we load our spine, just the normal weight bearing of the spine, that a lot more load gets put on our back joints, our facet joints in our cervical spine than anywhere else in our body. And that's just normal. Unfortunately, those facets can actually become arthritic. And that's when people will get some of those ridiculous symptoms, because what it does is it narrows the space where your nerve root has to come out. And so we will see people with non-traumatic facet arthritis as part of the natural aging condition. But you don't necessarily have to have neck pain with that.
Yeah. No.
And as the older sister...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just to put that out there so you don't have to.
Way to get ahead of it.
Yeah, get ahead of it. I have a chronic facet thing on mm-hmm. the right side of my neck that when I bike,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not aware of my neck posture, I will get symptoms down into my shoulder blade. It's been that way for a long time. And if I can improve my neck posture by looking down and tucking my chin in, I can prevent those symptoms down into my shoulder blade. Unfortunately, I can't see what's in front of me, which is an issue. But I've learned to like do a little bit of tucking, and then I'll look and make sure I'm not going to run into a fence post, and then I'll go back and tuck again. But that's the same thing. I clearly have some degeneration of a facet that's putting pressure on a nerve root. And we learn to manage it. And a physical therapist can help you sort out the source of your symptoms and help you manage it.
Here's something I do, and I have no idea if this is useful at all to me. But I noticed I was turning my whole body sometimes to turn turn my head. And so now I really make it a point to turn my head and sort of exercise that. I don't know if it makes any difference.
Well, you don't turn to the left as well as you turn to the right, Larry.
Correct.
I know, can you see that Jill?
I can.
Yeah. We got to work on that. Yeah.
So I don't turn as much that way.
Yeah. So why is that?
I have no idea.
What about your golf game?
Well, but you should be looking to the left when you golf right-handed?
Yeah, I golf right-handed, so I should be. Yeah, I should be looking.
But your trunk also rotates that way when you hit the ball 500 yards, Larry. So
I hit the ball that far, my head would fall off.
So yeah. when I was in Jill's position and teaching at the PT school with another colleague, we were doing cervical spine exams, and the same thing. She found that I turned more to the left than to the right. And at that point, I attributed it to being a one-sided breather when I swam.
Mm-hmm.
So I subsequently taught myself to turn and breathe the other way. So Larry, it's the same thing. We see that all the time in our patients who come in. We ask them to turn and look, and they turn their entire body. So I really appreciate how you were aware of that and did something about it. Now, when we come back next month, we want to see you turning to the left a little better.
I'll be like an owl. I'll be able to turn.
There you go. You'd be like an owl, Larry. That'd be great. But it can be habit. Your body takes the path of least resistance.
Well, sitting here in the studio, for example, I'm more often turning to the right than I am to the...
Yes, you are.
Because that's...
That's
where
your guests are.
Well, and that's a really good point. If someone's workstation is set up such a way, they may be in the exact same boat, Larry, where they're only looking to the right. And then if they do that job for 20 years, they could see a decrease in left side rotation because they just don't use it.
Mm-hmm. What about over-the-counter aspirin and so forth? Are they effective in helping treat neck pain?
Well, let's back up. So if you have a known cause of your neck pain. Say I spent last weekend painting the ceiling in my bedroom and I get up Monday morning and my neck hurts. Yeah, you know, you can take an anti-inflammatory that if it's not contraindicated by your health condition or any other medications you're taking, or a non-steroidal, such as an acetaminophen, a Tylenol that doesn't contain an anti-inflammatory, again, if it doesn't interfere with anything else that you're taking, to help relieve your pain. And sometimes when you just take the edge off your pain, it allows you to move a little better. And if it is a facet problem, which it classically would be if you're looking up all the time, you really load your facet joints looking up, decreasing the pain... and moving your head, that movement can help lubricate and improve the circulation through those facet joints.
Lori Tyne Brody, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, our guest today, as we take a look at all kinds of physical therapy issues. We've been zeroing in on the people's necks, and mine is particular here the last couple of minutes, but... If you have a question, I hope you will join in. It might relate to your neck, might relate to something else. As we move along in our year-end member drive, it's your chance to support the news and programs that you count on every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2025. Michelle Goodback with me, and we still have a goal.
We do. When 30 people join in this hour, we will be on track to support all of the quality and variety of programs that you hear every day on WPR News. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-powered. That means your donation right now, it makes a huge difference. It goes to support the programming that you love. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the show, we cover lots of topics that I think impact your life. Environment, we talk about consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics. Jill and Lori have been doing this show for many a year now, and especially Lori's been doing it for, I don't know.
Yeah, she thinks it's been about 30 years we had this conversation. So
it's been a long, long time, and giving of their time to answer your questions about your physical therapy needs. Jill and Lori do a wonderful job of that, and I think you're getting lots of great advice here on the topics that do impact your life and your community. And it's possible because of your financial support to WPR. So I hope you'll support this program and all the shows you enjoy on WPR with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you're making that gift, think about what you spend money on every day. Coffee, takeout, the vending machine, it all adds up because it's easy to spend on things that are just a part of your routine.
And WPR certainly is a part of your routine. It's your place to go for news and information like today's show. And I hope you'll join in with a contribution. Spend a little money on it today. Start with maybe a dollar a day. That's $30 a month. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Margo Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potacek from Madison. If we want to keep Wisconsin Public Radio, we have to support it.
There have been times when I haven't been able to give, even between the time I was a student and now. Even if you're able to give a little bit, I think that makes a big difference. And the sustaining membership, where automatically every month it comes out of your checking account, you don't notice it so much that way. And it's super easy, and I think it makes a difference.
Feel good and make a difference right now at WPR.org.
That's WPR.org, or you could call 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. We're asking you to support the programs you value with your gift right now during our drive. Your contribution could be $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose. It makes a difference for our entire community.
And on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform and inspire you, programs that entertain and engage you any time of the day or night.
And what makes it all possible? Well, you do. People who contribute make WPR happen.
That's right. Your gift of $120 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose, it really does make a difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And live on the wild side. Mystery Monday. Support the programs with a gift of $5 a month or more and ask for the WPR mystery gift, and you will receive it in the mail, and you will be able, I'm told, to show off your support when you get that gift out. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Doug in Wausau says, I love WPR since I moved to Wisconsin in 1966. Join with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Taking a look at all kinds of physical therapy issues today with our two UW physical therapists, Lori Tide Brody and Jill Tide Nissenbaum. Callers on lines, let's take some calls. Marilyn in Lake Geneva, we'll give you a chance to join in. Thank you for calling.
Hi. quite a timely topic. I've been having neck pain and headache pain for a long time, and I've done some of the suggestions and got a few more ideas today. Well, the question that I had was, I've had some shoulder pain, and I've been to the doctor. I've had some physical therapy and a number of shots in my shoulder, and the therapist suggested that I use, you know, a topical, like I've been using Biofreeze and things like that, and she suggested Voltaren. So I went and got some, and right on the box it says not for hip or shoulder pain. So I'm wondering if it's okay to use that and how I should best use that.
I would say absolutely. You can use it. My guess is that, for example, at the hip, I just had this conversation with the patient last week, is that the source of the pain is so deep that they think that the gel really doesn't penetrate deep enough to be effective. That may or may not be true at your shoulder. So depending upon the what the source of the pain is at your shoulder. So I don't think there is a medical contraindication for it. I'm just thinking that potentially they think it's less effective.
Right. It could be ineffective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I would absolutely go ahead and try that. And they're pretty certain that the shoulder pain is not coming from your neck.
Right. That's a big question.
Yeah.
Oh, she there? Marilyn?
Yes, I'm here.
Did the injections help your shoulder?
Yes, they did.
All right. Then
I've been kind of overdoing it lately, so that's probably part of my problem.
That time of year.
Right.
So try the gel and see if it helps.
Good luck,
Marilyn.
Let us know. Yeah, let us know. Thank you for calling. Jim and Phillips will go to you next. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I guess I got a question. I was referred to a chronic pain specialist because I have chronic migraine. And I have a lot of neck pain, which every time you operate something like a lawnmower or something with vibration in it, mm-hmm. it really affects the neck. So he wanted me to first have an MRI, which I can't do because I have a bullet in my head.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's
okay. Yeah. That might explain the migraines.
So we did a CT scan, but my mm-hmm. issue is, it's in Rice Lake, and it's kind of a long distance for me to travel. I asked for a televisit to get the results, and he actually won't even respond back to me or my physician.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, so you have a long way to go to travel for your health care, which is another added challenge when we talk about rural care.
Right, right. So do you know why they're not responding to the telehealth visit? I mean, there are some facilities that are not potentially equipped to do telehealth visits. I don't know. But if that's the case, and given where you live, you may need to transition your care to a place that can do telehealth. Is there no place closer for you? I'm not sure where Phillips is.
That's the issue. Originally, my cardiologist tried to send me to Milwaukee or Madison, and that's like,
it's a long
over
drive.
6 hours away.
Right,
yeah. Right. But you wonder,
what about Eau Claire, Twin mm-hmm. Cities?
Wausau,
Marshfield.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with those. So, is there a?
It's not an easy way to get to those places from where Phillips is located.
Okay. Well, the only other thing I'd say, if they're not responding, I mean, I would try to contact them and see if you could find out why there's not going to be a telehealth visit if they're not equipped to do it. If that's not part of their infrastructure, then, you know, transitioning to a place that's a little bit farther away where you might do one or two in-person visits and then have telehealth follow-up may still in the long run work better for you.
Be a better return on your investment.
Yeah, exactly.
Agreed.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And
give that some thought, Jim.
The vibration is not great. We see the same thing in for example, truck drivers, where that constant vibration is aggravating to those joints.
There's a lot of layers to this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Jim sounds like he has an extensive history with a bullet in his head, migraines caused by neck pain, and that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Jim has a lot going on, and there's a lot of onion, a lot of layers of onion to peel off here.
Yeah. The other thing that I would say when you were talking about different places to go is Mayo tends to do that one-stop shop. you know, where you come in and you spend 2 or 3 days and people look at your neck, they look at your head, they look at everything, and then may be able to have telehealth follow-ups with them. Yeah. So
Marshfield Clinic has a Mayo.
Has a Mayo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That might be worth it, Jim.
Right.
Yeah. I do a little bit of leg work on seeing if you could find the right place for you that's going to meet your needs.
Right.
Yeah. Do you guys ever pay attention? This is a Glenn email to ask if you pay attention to the peripheral vision of clients.
So that is something that can come up. That's a great question, particularly in people who we feel have neck pain that may be due to a visual thing. So vestibular ocular reflex testing, concussion, with those things, we do look at tracking of the eyes to see if that is an issue. Did Glenn have a follow-up question
to
that?
No, that was just it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good. We do. And we do interventions too, at least in the spine clinic, using targets and things like that for head turning and visual tracking and so on.
Right.
Our guests today, Lori Tyne Brody, Jill Tyne Messenbaum, great to have them with us as we are in our Wisconsin Public Radio year-end member drive. Join in, support the news and conversations you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And you're going to be happy you did. Michelle Good, our guest with us as well today, are to talk about the drive. And I don't know, Michelle, do we have any idea? We've got a goal. I know that for sure. I just don't know how many.
We do. We still have a goal of 30 gifts. And these goals they're really important, Larry. They help us stay on track financially. That way, we can keep the news coverage and conversations going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I don't know how many questions Lori and Jill have answered so far, but it's been many questions. And this answering of questions from really smart people who know what they're doing, I think is something that we pride ourselves in here at Wisconsin Public Radio. How's your life enriched by it? How is it unique to public radio? We're listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make this hour, many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And it is the season of giving. December is a great time of year to think about all the things that are important to you, family, friends, and WPR. And because WPR is important to you, make a gift to support the station that you count on. We promise you that you will feel great when you give. Because you're supporting something that you depend on, you are giving it forward. Show your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that deal?
I'd love to go to the record store and name my price for a lot of the albums I see.
If I could pick and choose for shoes, that would be fantastic.
Netflix, streaming options, music, and a weekend cocktail, too.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. Join with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community. I want to thank you so much for your support.
And whether you tune in for that one favorite program like Larry, or you find yourself checking in throughout the day or the week, maybe you love Chapter a Day, but you are a regular listener because you value WPR. Now, if you've never given before, you can start off with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. But whatever works for you, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and you are going to love being part of the team.
And when you support the programs you value here on WPR, I hope you'll give an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some give $100 a month or even more.
But whatever amount you give, they each add up. The small ones, the big ones, it all forms that pool that helps support the programs that enhance your life. Larry, Chapter a Day, Morning Edition, whatever you listen to, show your support. Give now, whatever amount works for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Maybe today is the day you increase your support by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Make that contribution right now. We're going to take a quick look at the news. Lori and Jill will be with us when we get back from the news. And stay with us and make your contribution. It's another physical therapy day on WPR News. Larry Mueller here with my two guests, Jill Tyne-Nissenbaum, Lori Tyne-Brody. Jill's a professor and the doctor of physical therapy program at UW-Madison. Lori, a physical therapist and an athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. So as we talk with them, I hope you'll join in. Questions, having some physical issues that you would like to have our physical therapist talk to you about, give a call. The number's 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. Marsha in Appleton has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Marsha.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, good. I was wondering if they have any suggestions for sciatica pain. I've been having this problem for about 6 months. I did go to a chiropractor for about 10 weeks. We ended that. It never really went away. She did recommend going to a PT and maybe having dry needling done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So with sciatica, it's kind of like tissue and Kleenex. It's a garden variety term that says you have some sort of pain going down the back of your legs. So it would be very important for a healthcare provider that takes care of Marsha to determine the source of symptoms. You want to see if it's coming from your low back or your hip. Chances are it's probably coming from your low back or entrapment under your piriformis muscle, mm-hmm. somewhere along there. If indeed there is entrapment due to some muscle tightness, then, Marsha, dry needling might be an option for you. And what dry needling is it is a adjunct treatment to a comprehensive intervention program where a needle that is solid, in other words, they're not injecting any medicine, is put into a muscle that has trigger points that Lori was talking about earlier. So those knots or areas of kind of compromised blood supply in the muscle are impacted, and putting a needle in that location will help kind of have the muscle relax. So it would be kind of the first step in a multi-step process. So it wouldn't replace exercise, anything like that. I almost think about it as jumper cables to kind of jumpstart your rehab program.
Right. Yeah. But the most important aspect of this is figuring out the source of your symptoms.
Right.
So it's like we say, you know, if you want a passive intervention, which dry needling is, you need to have an active intervention. And that means some sort of exercise to work on the strength of your core, on your hip, to do some flossing or mobilizing of your sciatic nerve. So as Jill alluded to, sciatic symptoms can come from a number of different sites. And the most important thing is figuring out why you're having it in the first place. Why are you having it on one side and not on both sides? Do you have a leg length difference? Do you have some arthritis in one side of your spine? Do you have a little scoliosis? Do you have a pelvic upslip or downslip? So all of these things can result in sciatic symptoms. It's not going to do any good to treat the sciatica if you don't treat the underlying cause. Right. And that's what a healthcare provider should do. So,
Marcia, good luck, and thank you very much for calling. Lori and Jill have been with us for a long, long time here on WPR, providing lots of good information, and they're doing it again during our year-end member drive. Your support keeps these conversations going strong, and your gift right now makes a big difference at WPR.org. WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Michelle Goodback with us, and we have a match this
hour. My gosh, Larry, I am so excited. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000. This is a great time to show your support for Larry and all the great programs here on WPR. This generous match is from current members, and it means that they will match every dollar that you give.
And it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So you can double your support right now. Great opportunity at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And federal and state tax dollars, which do come from listeners like you, they provide an important source of funding for WPR. But voluntary listener contributions, that's gifts, donations from listeners like you, those are actually the biggest piece of support for WPR.
You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, and independence of programs on WPR possible. And because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution for the service you value at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I see already a couple $100 in on that $3,000. So let's keep that going.
Great news. And this is a great way to celebrate the end of 2024 by supporting WPR. And if you do it during this break, during this next hour, I believe you get your donation doubled. That gift that you make, it ensures that we can continue to provide quality programming in the new year. So please make your donation now. Get your donation doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR. And that's a big thing for me to say. WPR has always been a positive experience. Even when it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted to hear, I always appreciate the opposite side. And I don't always understand the opposite side. I certainly don't always like it. But to hear it is important.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
Give at WPR.org or you could phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And we are all so busy right now with the holidays coming up. This year, the first day of Hanukkah falls on the same day as Christmas. We know you value your time. We value it too. So that's why we make giving to Wisconsin Public Radio so easy. It just takes a few minutes. We need your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay for it.
Very quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take the next couple of minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We want to use up that $3,000 match for sure.
And we have plenty of room. It will still be in effect. You've got an hour, but now is the time to do it. There is still room for your gift to be matched. And if you wait, we might run out. Give now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552, and your support will go twice as far.
And this drive, we're offering a really fun pair of WPR socks as a thank you gift. We think you're going to love these Wisconsin and WPR-themed socks that are cozy and practical. And you can ask for your pair when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And it's a great time for socks. It's also a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. It's convenient. They're ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started by going online to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
Marianne in Wausau says, when I first heard public radio in 1971, I thought that I had found my very best friend. Aww. Well, that's pretty cool. Maybe she, I don't know if she heard, Marianne heard me or not. I was there. Well, what about you? You can be like Marianne. Maybe you didn't hear, start listening in 1971. Maybe it's been, maybe it's just been a year or less even. Whatever, your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference. Thank you so much. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Talking with Lori Tyne Brody and Jill Tyne Nissenbaum about physical therapy issues, and Denise in Oregon has something for us. So let's go there. Hi, Denise.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. After a trip that we took to California, I think I developed some kind of bicep tendonitis from lugging my luggage, pulling it from behind, putting it on a carousel, putting it on a scale, and then coming home and then watching our daughter's 9-month-old golden retriever, taking her for walks and pulling. And then, of course, there's the yard work of raking leaves on a tarp and dragging the tarp back into the woods. And so I've got this pain in my bicep that sometimes radiates up into my shoulder. And I was wondering if you could give me any suggestions on that.
Well, that was pretty classic description of the things that are going to aggravate the long head of your biceps. So, and the long head of your biceps traverses up the front of your shoulder and attaches underneath that bony prominence on top of your shoulder. So have you tried anything to relieve these symptoms?
Trying not to, taper off on the work, icing it, at intervals like that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it seems like it's been going on for a while, so I would get in to see a physical therapist and get on a structured program to recover from this. This is a kind of injury that, depending upon your age, you can get some degeneration of that tendon that can eventually result in a rupture of the long head of the biceps that we see in people. It can also contribute to ongoing impingement and rotator cuff pain. So it sounds like it's been going on long enough since you talked about a trip and hauling leaves and taking care of a dog. So it's not it's if it was going to go away on its own, it would have. So I would get in and see somebody, have them take a look at it, get you set up on the right program at the right dosage, and recover from this before it gets any worse.
Right.
There you go. Thank you so much, Denise. Good luck. Appreciate it. David in Madison will give you a chance. Hi, David.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a pain in my right thigh. It's about 3/4 of the way up the thigh, and it's in between the back of the thigh and the groin. And there's no visible outside bruising on the skin or anything. The pain comes if I sit in the car or sit in a soft chair. It feels like it's being stretched deep into the muscle. If I sit in a dining room chair and a straight chair, there's no pain there. If I stand up and walk around, there's no pain.
Okay.
But I've got a 800-mile car trip coming up.
Oh, dear.
And
oh,
my. I'm not looking forward to that.
No. Well, I wouldn't be for many reasons, but including having this pain. So it sounds to me like you probably have a little bit of greater trochanteric bursitis due to some tightness in your lateral structures. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Are you thinking piriformis?
I'm thinking, are you having any numbness?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So then maybe piriformis.
I was just thinking of the shape of the seats that he was talking about. When he's on a firm seat, he doesn't get that problem. But when he's on a curved seat,
that bucket problem,
I was thinking more something either piriformis or some sort of greater trochanteric bursitis with tightness of the structures on the lateral side causing this problem. Okay. So before you get on that in that car and do that 800-mile car trip, I would strongly encourage you to see a physical therapist. So it's on your right side, could be difficulty with make driving difficult, changing from the gas to the brake, things like that. So instead of using your cruise, you want to look at seat position. You want to look at flexibility in that right hip area, David, to make sure that you don't have a side-to-side balance. You always worry about muscle weakness and gluteus medius weakness on that side.
Right. And you could also be getting a little impingement in the front of your hip because you probably sit a little bit lower and a little more flexed in your car seat than you do in a hard seat where you're sitting up a little bit higher. So that's why we're thinking maybe see a physical therapist who can sort out if this is primarily lateral structures, if you also have some tightness in the front of your hip and you're getting a little impingement in there where you may need a little bit of mobilization in the front of your hip and some hip flexor stretching on the front of your hip. So
right, and strategies to have you manage this 800-mile car trip. So
exactly.
Frequent breaks, maybe a lumbar roll, maybe a little cushion so you're not seated so deep in those bucket seats, like that.
You may need that because getting in to see a physical therapist on short notice is...
Right, might be tricky.
Oh, yeah, depending upon... I can't remember where David lives.
Madison.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, at least at the Research Park Clinic, we have clinicians who are seeing clients at Junction Road that are supposed to be more of a triage for people who have more acute injuries. So, you know, if you call there, they may be able to get you in into one of those triage appointments. If you be sure to tell them, like, I'm leaving town, I need somebody to triage this right away.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call, David, very, very much. Here we are in our year-end member drive, and I wanted to make a couple of comments before we go back to the phones. Michelle Good joining me again. Your financial support is really the foundation for the trustworthy coverage, the thought-provoking talks like today's that we have every day here on WPR. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for this year and for help going into 2025. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And right now is a great time to donate because we have a dollar-to-dollar matching effect offered by current members. And there's still room in this match for your gift to be doubled. Step up with your support for WPR programs right now by going to WPR.org and clicking donate or calling 888-202-2552. And your gift will have an even greater impact.
This last segment, we've talked to a number of people whose, I think, their life has been enriched by the advice that they've been getting from Lori and Jill. It's something unique to public radio. We're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org, or maybe you're going to phone at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And don't forget, you can get it doubled if you give right now. And to make your donation even easier, become a sustainer when you make that donation. Just choose an amount that's right for you, $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or credit card.
When you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support's always current. Start your ongoing monthly gifts now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Powerful way to support the programs you love. I see we've got about $2,600 left to go for our matching grant, and so now would be a great time to contribute.
It's that time of year to get cozy, or as the Danes say, higgy, hi-gigi.
It's pronounced hygge.
How do you practice hygge?
Candles.
Cozy fireplace.
Get in my sweatpants.
And have some tea.
Add one more item to your list, a pair of toasty WPR Merino wool crew socks with a Wisconsin-inspired design. Ask for yours now when you donate $15 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Michelle Good. Your support during the year-end member drive makes the conversations, the entertainment, the music, chapter a day, the programs that you enjoy possible. And your gift could be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And the lucky thing is, at WPR, you get to choose how much you give. And a contribution of any amount really does make a difference. We pool them all together. So it doesn't matter how small, how little you can afford to give, or if you have the funds to give thousands, it all makes a difference. But here's some suggestions. The same amount that you pay for maybe your monthly subscriptions like Netflix or Hulu or cable.
That makes sense. I spend money on almost all those. As a matter of fact,
they add up.
I get coffee every day, which like WPR is probably something you look forward to as well. Give now. You choose the amount. Your gift makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We've had a lot of fun on the show, and we're going to continue to have a lot of fun with our guests talking about those physical therapy issues. Is one of the main thing we do here at WPR. In fact, we do it every month. We talk about physical therapy issues. Here it is, our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far, and thank you. Great to have you along today as we take a look at physical therapy issues with our guest, Lori Tynebrody. Jill had to go off to handle a patient, or she had to do some work, so... But Lori's here, and she'll be with us right up to the top of the hour. And Kate in Spring Green has a question, so let's go right there. Kate, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a daughter, an athlete daughter, who has a minor or partial avulsion in her iliac crest, the top of her pelvis.
Yep.
She's getting two different schools of thought on how to proceed with this. An orthopedist says she shouldn't have any weight-bearing therapy or exercise on this. The PT that she's been seeing has been recommending and doing exercises and strength building as tolerated. And so we just don't know how to proceed, like with what the recovery time for this looks like, and you know whether she's doing more damage by continuing to weight bear and strength train on this. And I am going to have to take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I had a question about the origin of this injury. So it's not uncommon to get like an iliac apophysitis, which is sort of an injury to the apophyseal plate at the iliac crest. It's like the Osgood Schlatter's version of the knee, for people who are familiar with Osgood Schlatter's, where the tendons pull and tug on the bony attachment that is not yet solidified because they are adolescents. So it's not uncommon to see this in the iliac crest as well. So You know, she said the orthopedic surgeon said to avoid weight bearing. Well, my question would be, is she walking? If she's walking, she's weight bearing and she's activating the muscles around that. So typically these kinds of injuries are limited by pain. So we let the individual's pain guide our treatment. So if you're not having pain, we tend to move forward because in this case, pain is typically the canary in the coal mine. If things are hurting, if symptoms are worsening, then we know that our activity dosage is too much. Complete rest in these situations is generally not warranted. So I'm not clear on the whole orthopedic surgeon says no weight bearing. If that's no weight bearing, I guess she'd be on crutches. The research shows that the muscle activation you have when you're non-weight bearing on crutches is actually higher than when you are toe touching down with some weight bearing. So holding the limb up in a hang is actually worse. Ugh. So it's not a clear cut issue here. So if it were me, I would be sort of towing that fine line between the orthopedic surgeon's recommendations and the patient's pain, keeping in close touch with that athlete to see how the progress is going. I'd also think about getting her in a pool because you can do a tremendous amount of exercise for that area with limited weight bearing in a pool. So that'd be another strategy for your daughter to get in and do some exercise without the weight bearing, thereby meeting the physician's recommended criteria.
Let's take a call from Dot in Chippewa Falls next. Hi, Dot.
Hi, I have two questions. One is rib and hip pain that gets very intense and it comes and goes. And the other question is about some moles, which the dermatologist called age spots, and they itch intensely sometimes, and it's been done quite a while ago. Thank you.
Well, we'll start with the second one. I'm not a dermatologist, nor do I play one at work. But if you have spots on your skin that are itchy, typically age spots, those brown spots that you get, and I speak to this because I have them, they don't itch. So if you're having a lot of itching with these, I would check in with my primary to see if it's just a matter of dry skin because of the time of year, or if there's something that requires a little bit more intervention, like a cortisone cream or something like that. In terms of the rib and hip pain, do they happen together, or do you have rib pain sometimes and hip pain sometimes?
Kind of pretty close together. It comes and goes.
Okay.
Oh boy, when it comes hard.
Mm-hmm. And is it on the same side?
Both sides.
On both sides.
I already had my appendix removed, and I had a hernia operation about a year and a half ago. So
okay.
It can't be that.
Okay. My guess is this could be coming from your back. That can, especially if you have a bit of a scoliosis, if you haven't had your back, your lumbar spine, and maybe even higher lumbar spine, mm-hmm. like at your thoracolumbar junction, I would have somebody take a look at that and see if there's some arthritis in that area that's contributing to rib pain. We see rib pain a lot in people who have scoliosis, and that scoliosis will also produce low back and or hip pain. So those two could be associated or they could be independent factors. But if you're getting it on both sides, this sounds like something that needs to be evaluated either by a physical therapist or starting with your physician to see if we can find out a common source for these problems.
There you go, Dot. Good luck. Thank you for calling. Donald in Bayfield, your turn. Hi, Donald.
Hello. Thank you. Hey, I've got impingement. I've got bursitis. I've got bone spurs. I've got one leg shorter than the other. I've got tendonitis, arthritis. I've got two herniated discs. I've got pinched nerves. these are not the, I'm 66 years old. These are not the golden years.
I've heard that. So when you're rattling off all these things, are they all in the same area, like the impingement? Is that in your hip and the bursitis and the bone spurs? Are they your feet? Are they your shoulders? That and herniated disc, are they in your back, your neck? Or are they, are you just rattling off a laundry list of every problem you have in
the
every
ice
joint?
Pick, the ice pick, burning pain goes from one glute to the other, back and forth, every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, every half an hour.
Okay, so who have you seen for this series of problems?
Well, I'm a veteran, Marine Corps, and I've gone to the VA, and they've done physical therapy, and nothing works. And the pain pills don't work anymore either.
Yeah. Have they sent you to a pool for some aquatic physical therapy? And I ask that because you have numerous things going on. So I call this the whack-a-mole of physical therapy. So you know, you have one problem. You come in and they start treating you for problem A. And then the kinds of positions you have to get in, the kinds of exercises you have to do to treat problem A, then aggravate problem B. So when people have problems at multiple joints, multiple body parts, they are often better served by exercising in a pool where we can unweight everything basically from stem to stern. And everything underwater gets resisted. So we can do exercises really kind of for everything at the same time without all that gravitational loading of your joints. So if isolated physical therapy for part A, part B, part C has not worked, I would see if they won't refer you to a pool. And I have seen patients from the VA get referred to our aquatic center.
Yeah, there. Good luck, Don. Appreciate your call.
That's a lot going on for 56.
Yeah, a whole lot. Why does a listener email to ask why a neck protrudes forward with age? aside from the daily neck tucking, wall exercises, and pulling shoulders back, is there any preventive measure to keep this from progressing?
You know, so much of it is habit, that progressive forward head. Sometimes it's vision related. So people maybe aren't aware of changes in their vision, and then they sort of crane their neck to see the television, their computer, to read their book, et cetera. So sometimes we start with vision and have people check that. If they're on the computer a lot, we look at their setup. So basically, we're looking at anything in the environment that causes you to choose poor posture. And we correct that. When you get in the car, as we have often said, you sit up straight, you tuck your chin, you get your best posture, and then you set your mirrors. So whenever you look in the mirror and you can't see what you need to see, you know you're not sitting up correctly. So we find the causes of poor posture, and then we work on the strengthening. So yes, the chin tucking, the strengthening, et cetera.
You know, as you were answering that question, I was thinking of how many other people may benefit from that little simple piece of information and advice that Lori just gave. I thought, I bet you there are a lot of people that is taking that information to heart during our member drive. And Michelle Goodback with me, it's your chance during this drive to support the conversations you count on every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. So important as we end this year and look forward to 2025.
And we have an amazing opportunity for you right now. If you're interested in giving, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect, and it's from current members. So your gift of $50, it turns into $100, and $100 into $200, and so on. you get it. It's great news, especially this time of year. Your money will go twice as far, and there's still room for your gift to be doubled. Take advantage of this generous match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have $890 in, so there's about $2,100 to go to reach our goal, because we don't want to lose this opportunity. So take advantage of it right now with your contribution. When you listen to WPR, you get great advice from all kinds of experts. And what's the cost to you? You choose. WPR is your source for great information, so support it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And WPR is a place where you get more than you pay for every single day. Think about that advice that you're getting about physical therapy, neck injuries, sprains, strains. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
Can't buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day actually makes a lot of the information, the programs that you hear possible. $2 a day works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good, asking for your support for the programs you value on WPR with your gift right now during our year-end member drive. Contribution could be $10 a month, might be $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a difference for our entire community.
And whatever amount you choose, you will actually be donating twice as much, because our dollar for dollar match is still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched, whether it's $20 a month, $1,000 a month.
That would cover
now.
It
would. Give now, please, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and show your support of WPR. Have it go twice as far.
If you've never given before, now's the time to do your part. Never too late to make that first contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 for sure.
Yep, and don't forget about those cute WPR socks as a thank you gift. We think you're going to love them. They've got Wisconsin on them. They have they're WPR themed as well. So they're both cozy and practical. And I know a lot of guys out there really like to show their style with their socks. And these are pretty stylish.
So, I'm getting two pair.
Of course you are, Larry. You were one of those guys I was thinking of when I said it.
We're having the Larry Mueller WPR Sock Club. That will be starting in the coming year when we get our socks.
Well,
and I'm having a party.
Them, then.
You have to wear your socks.
Right. Ask for a pair when you give $15 a month. You can be in Larry's cool sock club, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And don't forget, you can get your donation doubled.
Don't forget that at all. Your gift, very powerful. Really makes a difference, and I really want to meet that $3,000 match as well. Give now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. Looking at physical therapy issues with our guest, Lori Tyne-Brody, physical therapist at the UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. Tony in La Crosse has a question, I think. Let's go there. Hi, Tony.
Hello. My question was, I have lumbar spinal stenosis, and thanks to Larry Mueller, I've been doing physical therapy every 3 times a day for a couple of years now, but it's still getting to the point now where I'm getting them saddle sores, and I'm getting a real bad pain down my legs and stuff. I was wondering if you had any other things I could do, and I also wondered what you thought about a chiropractor.
Well, let's start with good for you for doing your PT on a regular basis for the last couple of years. One of the things we know about stenosis is it can progress. So if you haven't been back to see somebody in 2 years, I would go back and see someone because chances are things have changed in your low back and potentially the kinds of exercises need to be changed as well. So it's great if you can keep doing the same exercises and your symptoms stay at bay for months and months or years and years. But if you're seeing a change or an increase or a return in your symptoms, then you need to have that revisited, have a new evaluation, see what's changed from 2 years ago, and have your exercises updated. So in terms of a chiropractor, we work closely with chiropractors, and they can certainly be helpful in the right set of circumstances. But I can't say what that is because I don't know exactly what the situation is with your back. But having an assessment and having that in addition to revising your exercises could be helpful for sure.
Yeah. Tony, there you go. Thank you for calling. John in Menominee, your turn. Hi, John.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is because I have quite a pain in my, I'll call it my left deltoid and slightly behind the left deltoid over my shoulder. Mm-hmm. I should mention that I'm 78 and I swim 3 to 4 miles a week, and I've been doing this for years. But this started about 6 months ago, and it just doesn't seem to go away. I didn't think too much of it at first, but after 6 months, it's really quite a nuisance.
Yeah.
Okay. So, given how important swimming is to you, I would absolutely go in and be seen for this. So, pain in the area of your deltoid, it's not a primary deltoid problem. I have never in almost 40 years of practice seen a primary deltoid injury. The pain that gets referred to your deltoid is classic rotator cuff pain. So you may have a little bit of tendinopathy in there. You could have some long head of the biceps tendinopathy. You could have a subacromial bursitis, any of those things. And those are going to impact your swimming. So I would get in and be seen. I actually saw a friend on the pool deck the other day who said, oh, I'm having some shoulder pain. And I had him raise his arms, and he really didn't realize how different his motion was on one side than the other. And that's kind of what happens slowly over time, is you don't realize how you've changed what you do. And it's this sort of progressive downward spiral. So I would absolutely get in and see somebody and get on the right track with this so you can continue your swimming.
John, good luck. Thank you. Brian in Stone Lake, your turn. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Larry. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much. This is such a great show. Hey, Michelle, I'm a 50-year-old Nordic marathon skier and recently, in the last few weeks, diagnosed with a hernia. I plan to have the surgery, but yeah, due to the recovery period and everything, that kind of takes me out of commission this year, so I'd like to continue to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you happen to know, like, what, if anything, I can do to mitigate any risk in continuing to ski. I mean, we're talking about 50K races, so it's fairly lengthy, and I don't want to make things significantly worse, but I want to continue to ski.
Okay. So was this an acute herniation?
I believe so.
Okay.
I roller ski for training and had a fall, which wasn't horrible, but kind of pulled some unique muscles in
got
my glute.
Got it.
And I didn't notice it till then. So.
Okay. So after your surgery, based upon what your surgeon tells you in terms of how long you have to rest to recover from that so you don't re-herniate, I would then get in to see a physical therapist. And if I could, I would see somebody who specializes in sports. There are board-certified sports specialists. Jill and I are both one. And have them guide your recovery. So in terms of strengthening, looking at your form when you're doing your Nordic skiing to make sure that you're still symmetrical as you need to be, rather than changing how you do stuff, either because you're anxious about re-injuring yourself or because you don't have the same mobility in that area of your abdomen because of maybe some adhesions or anything as a result of the surgery. And it may just be one or two visits with somebody to help get you on the right pathway. And then people who are regular exercises, such as yourself and John, tend to do pretty well by self-managing when you have sufficient education from someone who understands what's going on.
And Brian's pretty motivated.
Indeed. So.
And that always, it always helps.
Yep.
Lori Tyne Brody, our guest today. Lori, always a pleasure to have you come by. And, you know, it's been 40 years or so.
Yeah.
30 years you and I have been together here
exactly.
on the show.
Exactly. And so. we still look great, don't we, Larry?
Not a day older
Not a
than
day
we
older
look.
Than, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, somebody else looks pretty good is Michelle Good. She good is good. And she's kind of laughing about it, but it is kind of fun to talk with her. It's always fun to talk to Lori, and it's fun to have you listening in during our year-end member drive. Join in and support the news and conversations you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I really wanted to get going on this because of our dollar for dollar match.
We do still have that dollar for dollar match in effect up to $3,000, and it's still going on. It's a great time to donate because current members will double every dollar you give, so your support goes twice as far. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio, as if you need more inspiration than Larry. But here is some double the impact of your gift right now. We don't want to leave any of that on the table. We've still got about $1,400 available. Take advantage of it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lori Tyne Brody has been doing this program with me for about 30 years, to be perfectly honest. She does a wonderful job, and she has given lots of great advice over the years. How's your life been enriched by this program? We're unique here in public radio, and we're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your contribution.
And as we look ahead to 2025, we really are so grateful that Wisconsin Public Radio has such strong listener support. One gift at a time, we chip away at that goal. And listeners, you're there for us. You're providing our single largest source of funding. But if you haven't given yet this year, now is the time. And it is a great time because you will get that donation doubled. And if you have given, we would appreciate it if you could make a little extra year-end gift this year. WPR.org or go to our call 888-202-2552.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
Thank you so much for those comments. As we look ahead here to 2025, your support is very, very important. Go to WPR.org or, or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Michelle Good. We're getting to the top of the hour, and it's so important for your gift right now. It'll help you, and it will help your community, and thanks for your support.
And you listen to WPR because you count on research-based reporting and interesting discussions like the one you just heard. And we know you agree. Wisconsin is a better place because we have access to independent, high-quality news and talk programming.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. I want to keep pushing that because Michelle and I are going to have to leave in just about a minute. If you haven't given yet, this is a perfect time to get your gift match. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And it's going to go twice as far, and maybe you'll get those socks.
Yes, you might. And Larry and I will leave happy instead of sad that we didn't leave any of that incentive on the table. Take advantage of that incentive and get those really amazing socks. They're super cute. They're moisture-wicking. They're breathable. Merino wool. I can't say that word. And they're U.S. made. And they're yours for a gift of $15 a month or more, which again will be doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We love hosting this program and doing this program every day, and I hope you'll support us now. Go to 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.